Darkness. A nationwide strike in Nigeria has halted air travel and caused widespread power outages on Monday after union workers shut down the national grid. Transmission Company of Nigeria, TCN, reported. Millions of Nigerians are consequently without electric power, and flight schedules have been disrupted because of the strike, initiated by the Nigerian Labour Congress, NLC, and the Trade Union Congress, TUC. TCN operators were forcibly removed from control rooms, during which some of them sustained injuries. Photos on social media show union workers expelling personnel from the country's tax agency offices as well. His strike has been described as indefinite by the labor unions. The strike followed failed negotiations with the government to raise the federal minimum wage. The unions are also protesting a recent increase in electricity tariffs. They demand a wage increase from N30,000, $22.40 to N494,000, $369.60 per month. They demand a wage increase from N30,000, $22.40 to N494,000, $369.60 per month. Presidential aide Bayo Onanuga dismissed these demands as unreasonable, noting that the federal government proposed a 100% increase in minimum wage from N30,000 to N60,000, $44.89 per month, which was rejected by the unions. Despite being Africa's fourth largest economy, Nigeria's minimum wage is significantly lower than that of many other African countries. For instance, Seychelles pays $465.40 monthly as workers' minimum wage. The strike has left travelers stranded at major airports in Lagos and Abuja, where all flights have been cancelled. Besides, healthcare services are also severely impacted. A healthcare worker expressed concern about the system's collapse, noting that his facility in southwest Nigeria could not power critical equipment due to the grid shutdown. The emergency unit and everywhere were dark. Patients and healthcare workers were all in darkness, the healthcare worker lamented. In a statement posted by Onanuga, Nigerian Justice Minister Lateef Fagbemi declared the strike illegal, calling it premature and ineffectual. The strike has sparked mixed reactions on social media. Lawyer Adaribigbe supports the strike, stating that the strike has sparked mixed reactions on social media. Minimum wage cannot sustain workers. In contrastive posture, management consultant Dipo Awojide argues that essential services like electricity and airports should remain operational to avoid punishing ordinary citizens. In contrastive posture, Mr. Niyib Abad argues that essential services like electricity and airports should remain operational to avoid punishing ordinary citizens. A depreciating currency, high inflation at 33.69%, and a cost of living crisis. President Bola Tinubu's administration has been criticized for its spending, including a N90 billion, $67 million, subsidy for Muslims attending Hajj pilgrimage, and budgets for luxury SUVs and presidential residence renovations. Presidential spokesman Ajuri Nigelale acknowledged the current wage as unsustainably low, but warned that the union's proposed increase could lead to significantly higher school fees and mass layoffs if institutions cannot afford the higher wages. Nigerian parents will now have to grapple with school fees that are 10 times more than what they are paying today, he concluded. The negotiations faltered, the rhetoric grew heated, and the chasm between the two sides widened. Trust, already fragile, eroded further. The unions, their patience worn thin, issued an ultimatum: meet our demands or face a nationwide strike. The government, seemingly confident in its ability to weather the storm, refused to budge, and so the lights went out. This standoff, however, was not an isolated incident. It was merely the latest act in a long and tumultuous play, one marked by recurring cycles of hope and despair. Nigeria, despite its vast oil wealth, has long been plagued by corruption, inequality, and economic mismanagement. The gap between the haves and the have-nots has continued to grow, fueling a deep-seated sense of resentment and frustration. Successive governments have come and gone, each promising change, each failing to deliver on their grand promises. The people, weary of broken promises and empty slogans, have grown increasingly cynical. The social contract, that unwritten agreement between the governed and the government, seemed to be fraying at the edges. This strike then was about more than just wages. It was an expression of this deep-seated frustration, a cry of anguish from a people who felt ignored and unheard. It was a stark reminder that a nation's true wealth lies not in the abundance of its resources, but in the well-being of its people. Nigeria's story, unfortunately, is not unique. Across the African continent, from the bustling metropolises to the dusty rural villages, similar tales of struggle and resilience unfold daily. Countries rich in resources but grappling with poverty, corruption, and inequality. Nations with immense potential, yet held back by poor governance and a lack of opportunity. From the streets of Nairobi to the townships of Johannesburg, citizens are demanding accountability, transparency, and a fair share of their nation's wealth. They are challenging the status quo, demanding a seat at the table where decisions about their future are being made. The strike in Nigeria, then, is not just a Nigerian story, but an African one. It is a stark reminder of the challenges that continue to plague the continent, a testament to the resilience of its people, and a call for a more just and equitable future. Section 5. A government's burden, a people's patience. The government's response to the strike was initially one of defiance. Officials dismissed the union's demands as unreasonable and unsustainable, accusing them of holding the nation hostage for their own political gain. They urged the people to be patient, assuring them that the government was working tirelessly to resolve the situation. However, as the blackout continued and the pressure mounted, the government's tone began to shift. There were calls for dialogue, for compromise, for a swift resolution to the crisis. The economic toll of the strike was becoming increasingly apparent, with businesses forced to close, productivity plummeting, and the reputation of the nation taking a hit. Yet, even in the face of mounting pressure, there seemed to be a reluctance to address the root causes of the crisis. The government's focus remained on ending the strike, not on addressing the systemic issues that had led to it. It was a band-aid approach to a gaping wound, a temporary fix that ignored the underlying infection. Throughout the darkness, the voices of the people resonated, a chorus of frustration, anger, and a sliver of hope. On the darkened streets, in homes lit by flickering candles, conversations revolved around the strike, its impact, and what it said about the state of their nation. Some expressed solidarity with the unions, praising their courage for taking a stand against a government they perceived as out of touch and uncaring. Others, while acknowledging the legitimacy of the workers' demands, questioned the effectiveness of the strike, arguing that it only served to hurt the most vulnerable. Social media too became a battleground of opinions, a space where anger and frustration found an outlet. Hashtags like #NigeriaBlackout and #EnoughIsEnough trended, reflecting the sentiment of a nation on edge. The strike had become a lightning rod, igniting a national conversation about inequality, governance, and the future of Nigeria. The economic impact of the strike was undeniable. Each day that passed brought with it news of businesses shutting down, jobs lost, and opportunities missed. The stock market tumbled, foreign investors grew wary, and the already fragile economy teetered on the brink. Beyond the numbers, however, lay a deeper cost, the erosion of trust. The government's perceived inability or unwillingness to address the root causes of the crisis further fueled the sense of disillusionment among the people. The social contract, already strained, was pushed closer to its breaking point. There was also the human cost. The patients who couldn't receive life-saving treatment, the students whose education was disrupted, the families struggling to put food on the table. The strike, in its attempt to highlight the plight of the working class, had inadvertently exacerbated the suffering of the most vulnerable. The strike, however, went beyond the immediate impact on daily life. It laid bare a deeper crisis. A crisis of faith. Faith in the government's ability to govern, faith in the future of the nation, and faith in the very idea of Nigeria itself. For many, particularly the youth, the strike felt like a betrayal. They had grown up hearing about Nigeria's potential, its vast resources, its vibrant culture, yet they saw little evidence of this promise in their daily lives. The strike, for them, was a stark reminder of the disconnect between rhetoric and reality. This crisis of faith, if left unaddressed, threatened to have far-reaching consequences. It could lead to further disillusionment, apathy, and a brain drain as the best and brightest sought opportunities elsewhere. It could also fuel social unrest and instability, pushing the nation closer to the edge. As the strike entered its second week, there were glimmers of hope. The government and the unions agreed to return to the negotiating table, their earlier defiance replaced by a more conciliatory tone. Both sides acknowledged the need for a swift resolution, recognizing that the nation could not afford to remain paralyzed for much longer. Yet, even as negotiations resumed, a sense of uncertainty lingered. The deep-seated mistrust between the government and the unions remained, a formidable obstacle to finding a lasting solution. The root causes of the crisis, the inequality, the corruption, the lack of opportunity, remained unaddressed. The strike that plunged Nigeria into darkness served as a stark reminder of the fragility of progress, the importance of dialogue, and the urgent need for systemic change. It was a wake-up call for a nation at a crossroads, a call to confront its demons and to finally live up to its potential. Whether this wake-up call would be heeded, however, remained to be seen.